Hey, this is Silver Cosmos, and I'm doing the Tuok questionnaire part one. God, I hope I pronounced that right. So let's get started. Number one, where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? I guess I would rank it up there with porn, you know? In less in the visual sense and more in the audio side, where you can, I guess, visualize whatever you want, you know, as the person's talking, instead of having something pre-scripted or pre-done, you know, for you on screen. It's always nice to have that freedom to be able to visualize and create the scene all on your own without having it sort of pre-done for you, like most porn, actually all porn, is. Number two, which type or genre of GWA recording is your favorite? I'd say it'd have to be the solo masturbation files that I stumble across. I always find those to be of particular interest. It's always nice to see, you know, or hear, rather, people just by themselves, you know, enjoying, you know, their time alone, you know, and be able to listen to all the noises and the sounds and this and that. You know, it's quite a turn on. Have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? For me, not really. I mean, I have my particular things that I like, but I haven't discovered anything really new. Hope that's not a bad thing. We all scan the tags to find the audios that pique our interests. Without regard to title of the post or the person posting, name up to 5 tags on a post that will grab your attention, beginning with the gender tags. Definitely would have to be, you know, the male for female. No offense to the ladies. But, you know, that's what I look for. Fat noises, masturbation, edging, wet noises, teasing. I think that's 5. It might be 6. I don't know. But that's what, you know, gets me interested. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? For me, it's a few things. It's a man in a suit, man in a uniform. It could be a cop walking around. I mean, something that shows off the body, I guess. I don't know, that does it for me. Where was the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated? I guess the riskiest place I've ever had sex would have to be at a park in a rather, I guess you could call it a rural neighborhood, at 4 in the morning on the grass. Like, literally, you could have walked out your front door, or anybody could have, and they probably could have seen us laying on the blanket by the park on the grass, just having fun. I mean, thankfully there wasn't anybody awake, and there weren't no cops flying around. And yeah, that was quite, it was exciting and, you know, really risky, you know. But yeah. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? Probably the shower. I've not tried it yet, but that's a good place to, have sex. I mean, you get clean and you get dirty all at once. I mean, what's not to love about that? What accessories have you used with a partner? Sadly, I haven't used any because I haven't had the chance to. I actually have furry red handcuffs and Bonadrope, and they're pretty much sitting around collecting dust. Not kidding. I wish I could, but just the opportunity has never come up, sadly. Have you had a one-night stand, and if yes, was it a good or bad experience? Yeah. It was a good experience. I mean, we had fun, which is the whole point. I don't know what much else to say about it. It was just a one-time thing, and we went our separate ways, and that was that. Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome, and if not, is it something you would ever do? I actually have had a threesome. This happened maybe 4 years ago, I think. It was actually with the guy that I lost my virginity to, and his girlfriend, and we were at some motel. God, I don't remember where. And it was just, I don't know, it was just one of those really weird sort of things. It was fun, but I kind of felt like the third wheel a little bit. So, yeah. I don't know. Not saying that I wouldn't try it again, but yeah, that was one of those experiences that just was not pleasing to me. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I'd rather be the one tied up. That's one of my big fantasies, to be tied up or handcuffed or what have you. I mean, if I were tying the knots, you'd get loose because, yeah. When you are nearing an orgasm, what word or phrases will make you come? Come for me. It feels so good, it's coming together, I don't know, it differs, it. And I'm trying to think, and I can't think of anything else, but I'm going to come, some of the basic stuff like that, right, go harder, go harder, I'm going to come, it varies with me. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? Yes and no. I can, but I have to be in one of the, those like content, happy places where I can just have the time to myself to, have the multiple orgasms. My record, I guess, for multiple, I guess would be 10 in one day, and after that I was quite sore, and I had like several days to kinda, heal, I guess. Which sexual fantasy do you wish would come true? Probably being tied up or handcuffed. Like, it hasn't happened, and it would be a good chance for me to use, my handcuffs or my Bonadrope. Because right now they're just kind of wall ornaments. Like, I wish it would come true. Have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or video of yourselves? And what has become of those pictures and or video? I've taken dirty pictures of myself, but I've never had anybody take dirty pictures of me or video or anything like that. The pictures I took of myself, I think are gone. At least the ones I had on my phone, because I had to wipe my phone, so those are gone. Yeah, sad but true. Have you ever gotten so wet or wrecked in public that you had to go find a private place? No. Not yet, at least. Some other people might, but not me. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Probably my neck. Like, just, licking it slowly or in circles or even like biting, whether it's gentle or rough or progressive, progressing from gentle to rough little bites, here and there. That gets me going. Definitely, that's a big, definitely a big turn on for me, How important is the size of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy and why? I guess I like a guy to have a good size package. I mean, I'm not saying be hung like a moose, but have something there. I like to joke, if I have to find, take a magnifying glass to find it, then there's a problem. Like, I like something to be able to work with. Size queen, yeah, I guess. It's not important, but then again, you want something there to work with. At least for me. In fantasy, I don't think it really matters. I guess it's just fantasy. Because, in fantasy, things change, so. That's pretty much where I stand. How would you go about undressing your lover if you're standing and facing each other? I guess start by, running my hands over his shoulders, down his arms, and then back up again. And then slide them down his chest, down his stomach, and then start to unbutton or lift up, the shirt. Just, giving sort of a teasing peek at the skin underneath very slowly, before just throwing the shirt off or peeling the shirt off, I guess. And then, take my hands down to the waistband of the pants, and or if there's a belt, undo the belt, or just, pull the pants down slowly, letting them fall to the floor. Then I guess I would just leave the boxers on, Always fun to tease and play through the boxers. until those have to come off too. What do you consider to be good foreplay and about how long it should take? Lots of kissing, touching, you know, sexy little words exchanged back and forth. You know, a lot of grabbing and groping and, you know, clawing and a little scratching, you know, here and there. I mean, it should be a long process, but a not too long, you know? Not like an hour, like, you know, enough to where you feel, okay, let's just, you know, hop in bed and get to it. You know, that would be the point where I say, okay, let's just go for it. And that was my Tuwok part 1. Hope you enjoy.